Okay, today's daf is Trumas daf Samaches 68, and we are on Samach Zayin and Mabez in the Mishnah towards the bottom of the Amud. So we continue here in Perek Ha'ochal Truma Mezid. Yesterday we had a couple of dafim or cases relating to Tarovas, and you don't know where things fell. So can we be makels? The Mishnah says, based on the principle, Pashtus, as we'll talk more about today, Savi Drabana Lakula. So what can be makel? You have two boxes, one of Truma, one of Chulin. You're not sure where the Truma fell in. You could assume the Truma fell in the Truma. That was some of the earlier cases. So now we're at towards the bottom of Samach Zayin and Mabez. So remember, you have two boxes. You have one box of Truma and one box of Chulin. Says the Mishnah, Zara es achas mehen. If I took one of them, I planted. So I'm not allowed. I'm not supposed to plant truma, as we will learn in the future parak. I'm not allowed to plant truma. If I plant a truma, there's often a fine of planting truma that we give it the status of truma, even though it's planted. I give it the status of truma. But what this case is suffix truma. I have two boxes. I'm not sure which one is truma, and I planted some from one of them. So what is the status of that planting? So says the Mishnah, Pater. So there it's Pater, because it's as if you planted Safek Truma. Vashnia noi baka Truma. But the other one, you have to be machmer all around. So you don't know what you planted. The one that you didn't plant from could still be might still be Truma. So you have to treat it like Truma. Vachayeves bachala diver b'meir, as we said earlier. And it's still, though, you have to be machmer, and maybe it's chulin, and therefore it's chayev and chala. So that's Rabbi Meir. You have to be machmer from all sides. Rabbi Yossi poter. Rabbi Yossi says poter, as we saw earlier. Why would Rabbi Yossi say poter? Because we saw elsewhere, is there a chiv of chala from medume? So that's a machlokes. But Rabbi Yossi is saying here, no, that once something is medume, safek truma, then there's no chiv of chala. We know that from a Mishnah elsewhere. So if you plant it from one of the boxes, it's pater. Zara acher is a shnia pater. And if somebody else planted from the second box, also pater. Each one of them did a planted suffig truma. We has a status of meduma. Zara echad eshtayan. But if one person planted both boxes, meaning so you know for sure that the truma was planted, so then it depends. Bedavar shezara kala, where the seed disintegrates and the plant disintegrates before it regrows, then mutter, then there's nothing left here, and one can be mako, because each one that you planted is a suffix, and there's nothing left in the ground anymore, so we'll go by maker adin, and therefore it'll be mutter. Ubudavar she'en zarokala, but if it's some type of a seed that it does not disintegrate when you put it in the ground, the Marafolda says, like onions or garlic, shumu butsalim, so then usher, then it's going to be usher, says the Marafolda, v'yafal gav dachashvina leke medume, v'lo kitshume, and even though we treat each one of them like medume, right, and not truma, because each one of them was suffik, you're not sure which one was truma, still, bedavar, shein zarokalo, yesh lachmer tvei. By someone who, by something that is not does not disintegrate, where the principle stays, so then yesh lahachmer tvei, then one should be more machmer in this case. Okay, that's finishing up the Mishnah. Now we get to the top of Samaches Amud Aleph. Just one point we're talking about truma here, and Afreshes truma. Just one point that we haven't really touched on, but again, it comes up relating to all of these sugyas. Is the relationship between hafrashas truma and hakdasha, and to be makdish something, to be mafir something, and to be makdish something. So we touched on that over the past couple of weeks at different moments, but there are two areas which we haven't really touched on, and I thought I'd just mention. As we get into, again, we're talking about truma, and what are you allowed to do with truma, and planting truma. Elsewhere we learn about planting hekdish, but two sugis that come up is Tocha de Dibur and Pashta Bakula. Two amazing sugyas that that appear elsewhere. Tocha de Dibur. So we know Tocha de Dibur. I was one allowed to be a Choser Tocha de Dibur from what they say. So usually we know that, yes, Tocha de Dibur, Kedibur Dami. And therefore, if somebody made a mistake in something, so then they can be Choser Bo, Hamelach HaKadosh, Okel HaKadosh, or other areas as well. The Minchas Chinuch, in Mitzvah, right towards the beginning, where we by Truma Gadola and Tavkuf Zayin, the Minchas Chinuch wonders about whether one can be chozer, whether one can be chozer from by Tocha de Dibur and Tavkuf Zayin Vav. In Tavkuf Zayin Vav, the Minchas Chinuch discusses that lechora one should be able to be chozer bo. He says, "Vatruma Isa b'sheila k'chol hekdeishos v'nedarim." right? The truma should be isa b'she'ela, that you should be able to be chozer bo. In this case, and then he says ubavade tokede dibur yacholachzer afilu la Rambam v'davka gabe hekdish. So ver harambam deni yacholachzer tokede dibur. So the Minchas Chinuch already notes that Hekdish might be different than Hafrash in this case. Meaning, let's say I'm Hafrash Shuma, and then I say, oh, no, I don't want to do that. Can you be Chozerbo, Tokede Dibur? So the Gemara says, Tokede Dibur is Kedibur Dami, and there are four exceptions to the rule. Four, or there's another Gemara that says two exceptions. But we say really it's two that include the other two. The Gemara says in Nedarim, on Daf Pezayin, that Hilchasa Tokede Dibur, Kedibur Dami, Chutz, Mimagadef, Va'ovid avodazara umekadesh umegarish. The Gemara in Nedar Daf Pezayin say there are four exceptions to the rule: cursing Hashem, megadef, ovid avodazara, right, that you can't be chozerbo, mekadesh umegarish, marriage and divorce. Those four. Those are the only four exceptions to the rule. In Baba Basra, only two of them are said, but maybe megarish is included in mekadesh, and avodazara is connected to megadef as well. So those are the four exceptions. The Rambam in Hilchos Maisa Karbanos, the Rambam in the beginning of Perek Tesvav of Maisa Karbanos says, Ha'omer vlada shalzu ola v'hi shlamim dvarav kayamim. Somebody says you have a shlamim, and you say the vlad should be an ola. It works because before the baby came out, does not have the status of the mother yet, and therefore you could preempt. He shlamim vavlada ola im lakakles kavein derav kayamim v'macher shikamar beliba v'otzi besvasav. If you want to be chozer bo, so then it can't work. Why? Afal pisha chozer bo toka de dibur hari vlada shlamim she'ein chazar behektish v'afilu b'toka de dibur. The Rambam Shita is tesvav aleph and ma'aser karbanos. You can't be chozer toka de dibur hektish. If I makdish something, so you can't be chozer bo. It might be partly connected to the idea of amirasa l'gavoa kimsirasa l'hedyot. You don't have to do a ma'aser kinyan for hakdasha, right? Just saying it, amirasa l'gavoa kimsirasa l'hedyot. So it's automatic, right? When you say it, what do you mean? The Gemara says there are four exceptions to the rule, only four: megadev avodazar, mekadish, and megarish. So put this on the list of kiddushin and hekdish being connected to each other, right? And therefore, just like pashtus, just like in kiddushin, one cannot be chozerbo, the Gemara says, so too, the Rambam must expand that to hektish and put this on the list of comparisons between Akdasha and Kiddushin. So the Menachas Chinuch, with that background, the Menachas Chinuch says, Hafrasha Shrum is not like Akdasha in this case. We'll not say the same thing. It's not like Akdasha. You can be chozerbo by Hafrasha. I think the only exception is Akdasha. Again, that's the Minchas Chinuch. The Ran there in Nedarim discusses, you know, why these four are exceptions to the rule. Why are these four so exceptional? So you have to figure out whether the Svara that he gives applies to the Rambam's Hakdasha. The Ran quotes V'lo yadana Maishna Hani Uminaluhu L'Rabbanan Hachi. Right? Where did the Rabbanan get such an idea? We have a prince of Misora of Tokede Dibur, and then the Rabbanan come along and say there are four exceptions. How do they know this? V'nira be'enai, says the Ran, Nedarim Pei Zayin, T'bishar mili d'lo chamer kulehai. People take these four contexts very seriously. And therefore there's a higher level of Gebirah's Das. People aren't going to mess around with this. So if they said it, it must be they mean it. In other examples that people might mess around, Shadam Osa Osam, in other areas, Lo Bigmar Daito Hu Osa, Ela Daito Yochshe Yochalachza Votoka De Dibur, Avalhani, but by these contexts, Kiva De Chamire Kule Hai, since they're so chamur, they're so stringent, Ein Adam Osa Osam, Ela Baskama Gemura. People don't do them unless it's totally, you know, realize what they're doing, and they won't fool around. Mishim hachi chazara afilu toka de dibur lo mahani. Right, and that's why chazara toka de dibur won't apply in these cases. So the same thing by hakdasha. So would you say the same svara by hakdasha? People don't mess around by hektish, maybe. Right, the Gemara says elsewhere that people are scared of hektish. Right, people. So maybe then would you not apply that to truma? Hafrasha truma, people would play around with. It's not as higher of so chamer in people's eyes. Interesting. Got to figure out exactly the svara. The Ran then quotes the Ramban in the name of Rabbeinu Tam that the whole idea of chazara is a takana de rabbanan. The whole idea that you're allowed to be chozer bo, Right, the talk of the Dibra Kedibra Dami Takantahu the Tikkun Rabbanan Mishum Talmud Alokeach Mekach. Remember the reason. You might see your Rebbe walking by. You might be in the middle of a business deal. So we want to allow you to say hello to your Rebbe, even though you're in the middle of a business deal. So the whole thing is a Takana de Rabbanan, says Rabbeinu Tam. The Ran does not like that. V'lo nichali v'chi bezdin mastin lakar davar min haTorah la'olam b'kum v'aseiv in adarim. Right, you be oker davar midaraisa. You can't be choser. The Rabbanan said you can be choser, bo. Oker b'kum v'aseiv. That's not the, one of the examples usually given. But this is Rabbeinu Tam. To say that, you know, the Gemara there, the context there in Adar Pei Zayin is the most radical context of Toka de Dibor. Because usually, like based on Rabbeinu Tam just said it's a Durabanan, we might have said, oh, it's like a Schus Chazara. You can be Chozer Bo, maybe it's Durabanan, maybe it's Daraisa, but it's a Schus Chazara. But that Gemara clearly in Adarim is nothing to do with Schus Chazara. Remember that Gemara is talking about a case where somebody hears that their relative died, and then they do Kriya, they tear their clothing, and then they find out, no, your relative really fainted, but now he died. So he died right after they did Kriya. So the Gemara says, as long as the death was within Toka de Dibur of the Kriya that was done, so then you don't have to do Kriya again. That has nothing to do with the Schus Chazara. Oh, you can be Chozer, you don't have to be Chozer Bo. That has to do, that reflects clearly that Toka de Dibur is about how Halacha looks at increments of time. Right? You look at increments of time in Toka de Dibur increments. And therefore, as long as the death was within Toka de Dibur of the Kriya, then you're Yotzei de Kriya, right? Which is an amazing presentation and application of Toka de Dibur. But again, that doesn't sound like that Gemara is a Durabanan. Again, you might see all Kriyas Durabanan, so therefore Heimamru v'Heimamru, but this is all a little bit Toka de Dibur. But again, the Menchas Chinuch, who says that, I don't think Toka de Dibur, that standard of Hekdesh would apply to Hafrashas Truma. So you would be able to be Chozer Bo. So that's one. The other one to mention, again, each of these requires a lot more, but again, we're talking about Hafrasha and Truma here, so I thought I'd mention it. And that is Pashto Kiddushin Bekula. Interesting question that the Achronim bring up. The Gemara in Kiddushin discusses the sugya of Pashta. Pashto Kiddushin Bekula. What happens if if I go to my backyard and I say to my animal, that the leg of the animal is going to be a carbon. Right? Just a part of the animal to be a carbon. So the Gemara says, in certain cases, the Kiddusha spreads. Kiddusha spreads, it spreads to the whole animal, and the animal is Kadosh. The Gemara brings this up in Kiddushin Dav Zayin. Kiddushin Dav Zayin. The Gemara there says, what happens if a man tries to marry half a wife, or a woman tries to marry half a man? Does that work? So the Rava says, right, Hiskachi li lachatzei mekudeshes, chetzgech mekudeshes li ena mekudeshes. A man can't say to a woman, half of you is married to me. But a man can say to a woman, half of me is married to you. Why? Because we understand that to mean, if he says half of me, that means he can marry someone else. And midaraisa, a man can marry three women. Right? So therefore, what he means is saying part of me, it means I'm going to be married to three different women. But half a woman can't be married to a man. So the Gemara asks the question, what's the difference? Hachi ashta, hasam, it's lebetre lochazia. El gavra, mi lochazi lebetre, a man can marry to two women, midaraisa. Ve'achi kamar la, di midin lemitzvachrisi nesimna. By saying, half of me is married to you, that's what he means. So the Gemara says, but one second, half of him, why don't we say v'nifshe tula kiddusha b'kule? Why don't we say the kiddusha spreads in the whole woman and the whole man? Why don't we say that v'nifshe tu kiddusha b'kula? Right, Rashi, ki amar chetzich mukudeshesli. If a man says, half of you is married to me, daha mukudeshes b'lashen hektish kamar la. We should compare it to hektish. Rashi says, Milo Tanya, didn't we learn in the Braisa? Homer Ragla Shazu Ola, the regel, if I say the foot of this animal should be a carbon ola. Tekula Ola, the whole thing is an ola. Via Filo the Mandama, ain't Kula Ola. And even if you want to say the whole thing doesn't turn into an ola, that's only if you're Makdish, a part of an animal that the animal can live without. Makdish Davish ain't on a Shabbatulia bow. But if I say the heart of the animal, the lung of the animal should be Kadosh, then Pashta Kadusha Bakula. So half a man, half a woman, you can't live without half, so you should say Pashta Kedusha Bekula. Right, why don't you say that? So the Gemara has that comparison. So ask the Achronim, would you say Pashta Kedusha Bekula by Truma? By Truma, if I say half of a piece of grain should be Truma, would we say it spreads? Would we say it spreads? If you look at Rabbi Chanan discusses this on that Gemara Kedusha. right there in Kedushin Daf Zayin, Rabbi Chanan in the Kovach Yerim discusses this. V'yesh lachkor b'korei shem truma al chatzi chita ipashta kedushas truma b'chala chita. Would you say it spreads? So he says, I'm not so sure. Avot truma de'in lapidyon. Maybe it would. V'yefshar de'lo shayach pashta ele b'balei chayim. The kol evarim yanki mehadadi. Says maybe it only applies to animals where each part of the animals really needs the other animal, right? Pashta, it gets nourished from each one, like the bloodstream and the circulation. Avol bechita tlusha ein chati echad shayach lechaver ben yizeh. You can just cut it in half. What does one half of a chita have to do with another half of a chita? So that's why I don't think it would spread. Rabbi the kutcher says shiurim. Rabbi Gusman also in kedushin. Says this chilik as well. He says, Mishum, he says, Afilo achi lo amrina pasha betruma, Mishum to lo amrina pasha el babali chayim, the dafka Mishum de yanke ivar me adadi, umiyunire de beloze, lo shayach pasha betruma, da filo bali chayim nami lo amrinan, pasha el kashachati lo yuchal is chayim bilti achati asheni. And by a carbon, but by truma, like the Rabbi Chanan said, she'ain't sorech lekedushas chatzi hagarin she'tespashi lekedusha b'chol hagarin lo nomar b'zeh din pashta b'kula. Then you wouldn't see it. Umihai time in ira to lo nomar pashta kedusha b'kula ba'akum she'nizgayer chetzio. What if half of a John Jew? I want half of me to be Jewish, half of me not to be Jewish. Of course, you don't pashta kedusha b'kula. Why don't you say that? Avagav to kedushas Yisrael hivade kedushas aguf. But if Iloachi lo amrina b'chol hani she'in tzorech l'inyan chatzi arishon she'tespashit al hashar. It continues, but interesting discussion. But again, these are two sugyas that the Achronim wonder about whether hafrashas truma would be similar to hakdasha or not. Okay, and one of them was also here when you plant the truma that we just had in the Mishnah. Okay, we continue now with the Gemara. Says the Gemara on top. So we said in the Mishnah that you can always be mekel. If you have one box of truma and one box of chulin, and you know truma fell into one of them, you can assume the truma fell into the truma, so you don't ruin the chulin. You could always assume a talinon, or the language elsewhere, a tolin hakalkala bimekulkal. Right, it's a similar type of idea. So now we have a couple of other cases. Achas tamei v'achas tahora. What if you have two boxes of truma, one's tamei and one's tahor? And Truma Temeya fell into one of them. You don't know which one. So Ani Omer, L'tov Temeya Nafla, you could assume the way that nothing gets worse than it was. Right? You have a box of Truma Temeya, you have a box of Truma Tahora. So the Truma Temeya fell into the Truma Temeya. Okay, didn't get worse. Achaz Medumas, V'achaz Eina Medumas, say that you have one box that's Meduma, meaning Truma fell in, and it's not Batel. And one that is not Meduma, one's Chulin. So Ani Omer, L'Medumas Nafla, and if they fell into the Mudumas, again, as long as you could say that one of the boxes has not changed status, it's not worse off than it was, so then it is okay. You can assume Lakula. Achas yesh bakadei lalos, v'achas ein bakadei lalos. One of them has enough to be mevatelit, and one does not. Ani omer la'osa she yesh bakadei lalos nafla. There you can again assume that it fell into the one that it wouldn't change its status. So in all three cases, and in the case of the Mishnah too, as long as you could assume that it fell in and it does not affect the status of what it fell into, then one can be Mekel. So why are we allowed to be Mekel in all these cases? So we said because it's Derabanan. What makes it Derabanan? So here we go, Machlokas. Rishon ben Lakish b'shem bar kapara amar v'hu sheyesh b'shniya rov. It has to be that in both boxes, you would have had a rove against the truma anyway. So then, we're talking about a derabanan. The whole thing is batal anyway, barov, whichever one it would have fallen into. Now you're just not sure? That's a savi derabanan. Savi derabanan, we go lakula. Meaning, what's important for Reish Lakish? That we say Reish Lakish does not say the reason is because truma is derabanan bizmanazeh. Right? So it sounds like from this suggestion that Reish Lakish would say truma bizmanazeh is daraisa. And that's why the reason that it's batel is because you have enough against it, rove. That's what that's how we understand Reish Lakish. Rabbi Yochanan Amar, no, Ava Bishein Vishniya Rove. Even if the other one does not have Rove in the other one, you can assume, you can still be Mekel, because, the Gemara assumes, because Rabbi Yochanan holds, Truma Bizmanazeh is Durabanan, right? And that's why you would be mekel. So it's derabanan for some reason or another, but you don't know which one. Is it because it's bizman hazeh, or it's because it fell into an amount that would be mevatalit mida araisa? And again, the Shuma bizman hazeh is a huge topic, which we've discussed already many times. Tanaim, Amaram, Rishonim. Just remember the Rambam. The Rambam says in the end of the first parak of Hilchos Trumos, Aleph Chavav, Hachuma bizman hazeh, v'yafilu b'makam shechziku ole bavel, v'yafilu b'yimei Ezra, eina minatora elemi devreyam. Truma bizman hazeh, drabanan, says the Rambam. She'en lecha truma v'shal Torah, ela be'eret Yisrael, u'bizman she'yiyu kol Yisrael sham, she'nemar ki savo'u, bi'as kolchem, kishahayu b'yerusha rishona, u'kemo she'heiz asidin lachzer b'yerusha shlishis. Like that was in the days of Yeshua, and that will be when we come back a third time. Lok shayi b'Yerusha shniya shayisa b'Yimei Ezra shayisa b'Yas Miksasan. Lefichach lochiva osan min haTorah. Therefore, the Torah was not mechayev. V'chein yirali, just like by Truma, he says v'chein yirali shua dibe ma'isras. So the Rambam borrows a term that appears by Chala, b'Yas Kolchem, and he applies it to Truma. Applies it to Truma and says Truma bizman hazeh is derabanan as well. That's what the Ravid and other mafarshim jump on. The Ravid says that Amar lo kivin lahalacha yafe da'kaima lanker Rabbi Yochanan da'mar b'yivamet shuma bezman hazeh daraisa v'hu atzmo nirishakha kasa b'tchilat ha'sefer v'misa lahamilsa b'chala hu de'isa. Right, chala. And Reb Chaim talks about the difference between the principles of bias kolchem and kol yoshveh aleha. Meaning, could some, what if drips and drabs of Bnei Yisrael eventually get most of Bnei Yisrael into Eretz Yisrael, like now? Like now, like we don't know exactly the numbers, but it could be that Rov Yisrael live or almost live in Eretz Yisrael. So is the halacha going to change? Does it go by Mitzius, where there are more Jews, or is it a din in the Hakdasha moment? When Bnei Yisrael go back into Eretz Yisrael, when Yeshua went in, when Ezra went in, so maybe that's what it depends on. And if it didn't happen at the moment of Knesa, then it's not going to happen again until the next moment of Biashlishus, of Yemos HaMashiach. So that's a question in the Mefarshim. But either way, that's the Rambam and the Ravid in the end of the first parak of Hilchos Trumos. So back to our Gemara. So we have a Machlokas here, Rish Lakish and Rabbi Yochanan. What is the reason that it's a Savi Drabanan? Is it because it's Batel, right, that's Rish Lakish, or because Truma is Darais, Drabanan Bezban Hazeh? So the Gemara says, Michlofa Shitasi, Rish Lakish. It seems to be a steer in Reish Lakish, and then we'll get to a steer in Rabbi Yochanan. Seems to be a steer in Reish Lakish. Taman Uomer. Taman. Where's Taman over there? That's back a couple of weeks ago. Mem Aleph Amabez. We had the case. The Mara Fulda reminds us. We had a machlokas there. Rabbi Yochanan Reish Lakish. You had a fig that falls into 20 figs. A fig of Truma that fell into 20 figs of Truma. No, Echulin. So it's all Meduma. You have one fell into 20. Then one of those fell out. One of those fell out. So now what? So the nafal achach achas shel truma latochan v'achach nafal achas minat harovet. You know where Reish Lakish says it could be that the one that was truma fell out, and right now you have 20. So batel barov, batel barov. The only chumra of needing 100 is only when it's vaday truma. But now there's a suffix. You don't know if the truma is the one. If truma fell in, but you don't know. Maybe the truma one fell out. So now it's 1 to 20. So batel barov. So the whole thing becomes mutter. The whole thing becomes mutter once one of them fell out. That's Reish Lakish. That's what Reish Lakish said. Sveikon, like we can read it, Sveikon betel batel barov. Right? Tamanu omer Sveikon betel barov. Klomar, you can read the Mara Folda again. Talinan osa shel truma nafla mehen. You can be told that the truma one fell out. Veha esrim mutarim, and the other 20 are mutter. Shara yesh kan rov. Afilu nishara truma benayan. Even if the truma didn't fall out, it's still batel barov. The kivan de safig u Sveikon betel barov. That is Reish Lakish. What does that sound like? If we would say that if Truma was Daraisa Bizman Hazeh. Right? We would, you know, that's mashma that Truma is Darabanan. And that's why we can be so makel. But Vahachim or Hachim, but here we're saying, no, you need a total, you know, you need Bittel from both sides, or else you're going to be Choshe. So it doesn't sound like, that sounds like he's holding Daraisa here and Darabanan there. So again, there's a question about what this means. That's one of the ways of reading the Gemara. So the Gemara answers, Taman b'shem garmei, v'acha b'shem bar kapara. Right, over there he's saying his own shita. Here he's talking about the name of bar kapara, so it's not his own shita, he's just quoting bar kapara. So you can't ask any stiras between the two. Okay, what about the other way? Rabbi Yochanan also seems to have a shita that is contradictory. In that case that we just described, remember that one fig fell into one truma fig fell into 20 chulin, so it becomes meduma. One fell out, so can you be mekel? Reish Lakish says you can be mekel now with those 20, because you can assume that truma one maybe fell out, Now, nuts. Rabbi Yochanan there said no. Rabbi Yochanan says there's something similar to the principle that we have called Ikva Isura. Once Truma fell in and became a Duma, then you can't just say it fell in, it fell out. The language that he used was Tamanu Omer Kulem Naasa Hochiach. Right, which was the Yerushalmi way of saying Ikva Isura. Once a problem was present Vadai, then it can't just disappear. So that sounds like that would be based on the principle of Safik Daraisa. Right? Why would he say that? Nasa Mochiach, unless it's a Din Daraisa. So there it sounds like that he's holding Trumas Daraisa. Vahachu Omer Hachin, and here he seems to say Durabanan. So how do you answer that, Steve? Wrestling where I said, no. The difference isn't Daraisa Durabanan. Shan Yehi Hacha, Sheish Lobame Litlos. Here, there's more of a reason to be Tola. Why? What happened here? Truma fell into one of the boxes. There's 50-50 chance. 50-50 chance that it fell into the good one, so to speak. So that's why you can be Mako. Over there, one fell out of the 20. What are the chances that the Truma one fell out? It's a much less of a chance. So that's why he's more Machmer there. Not because one's Daraisa, one's Darabanan. There's many more chances that, you know, it's still in there. Right? 50-50 versus 1 out of 20. So that's why there's a difference between the two. But again, the principle that everything is based on here is something Durabanan Lakula. Right? That how do you get it to be Durabanan? That's the machlokas. But it's a Savi Durabanan Lakula. Interesting, just the second Rabbi Chanan of the day, Rabbi Chanan discusses, is the principle of Savi Durabanan Lakula a Din Vadai or a Din Safik? We say Lakula Betaras Vadai, or Lakula Vitara Safek. And he has very, again, amazing mind, many nafkaminas. This is in Kuntres Divrei Sofer from the end of Siman Aleph. He says, what if somebody is Safek Chayiv in a mitzvah Durabanan? Safek Yimu Chayiv in a mitzvah Durabanan, the Misveka, who Pater? So we say, Pater, I don't know, you're not sure if you have to make a bracha. That's a little different because, you know, it might be a bracha levatala. I know, you're not sure if you were Yotze Hanukkah candles. Not sure if you always got it. You lit candles. It was windy. You're not sure. Safek Darabanan. So if you say he's potter only betara safek, can he be motzi someone else? If he's only potter betara safek, yuchal hotzias bishu chayev bevadai. The zil, why? Because it will be makel the other way and say, okay, safek lakula, you can be motzi him. We're makel all around. So he doesn't have to do it, but if he does it, he was motzi him. So zil b'hachal kula v'zil achal kula. To who atzmo eino tzorach l'kayim ha-mitzvah. Shemei eino chayev. V'mikol makom yuchal lozi acherim. Shemei hu chayev b'davar. But if you say it's a safik b'toras vadai, right, that safik hu l'kula b'toras vadai, imkein hu vadai pater. V'eino yuchal lozi acherim ha-chayavim. T'kosh eino mechuyim b'davar, eino mozi acherim. An amazing nafkamina that you can be motzi, because that would also be l'kula. Number one. Number two, he says, what happens if you have Netilas Yadayim, suffic whether they're kosher or not. The water. There's some type of problem with the water. Netilas Yadayim is Durabanan. So if you say that they're just Betorah suffic, so what if you did it anyway? Could you make a bracha? So if you did it anyway, we'll say, okay, you were Yotzei. Because, you know, that's a Lakula. So the opposite. Meaning if you're not sure if they're kosher or not, so you can be Mako, it's only a Durabanan, so you can use them. So if that's only Betorah Safik, you can't make a bracha. If it's Betorah Vadai, okay, Vadai Lakula, and therefore you can't even make a bracha on them. And then one more, he says, if you counted Bein Ashmashos, Sfiras HaOmer, you counted Bein Ashmashos, according to Tosfos, and most Rishonim say, Sira Bizman Azez Durabanan. So if you say it's a Ptur B'Torah Safek, then you would Yotzei Sfira, because maybe he's Chayiv. But if it's Safek Pater B'Torah Zvadai, Imkain, he's Pater Vadai, and therefore he's not Yotzei the Sfira. Okay, but he talks about whether you're Yotzei, the Sfira Durabanan Lakula, is it Din Vadai or Din Safek? That's his piece. Viter. Now we have a Brisa, which has a number of cases, permutations about things falling into other things. So the Mishnah had a case of Truma and Chulin, and Truma fell in. Everything was Tahor there. What about this case? Shtei kubos achas shel Truma tamei v'achas shel Chulin tahorin. So you have two boxes, one of Truma Temeya and one of Chulin. V'nafla sa'a Truma Temeya l'toch achas mehen. V'en yodu aleiz mehen nafla. So Truma Temeya fell in to something, either Chulin or Truma Temeya. That's like our Mishnah. Ani omer lotoch shel Truma nafla. It fell in, the Truma Temeya fell into the Truma Temeya. Because again, it doesn't get worse. V'achulin ye'achlu nikudim. We switch the girsa. But the other box, you have to eat in small little pieces. Why? Why? Because you wanted to keep your chulin betara. Why? So the Mefarshim say either this is a person who eats chulin only betara, or maybe it's talking about the hafreshes chala that's going to happen. You want to keep the chala betara. So even though you could assume it fell in, the chuma tamea fell into the chuma tamea, you should take precautions and eat the chulin only in little pieces. Nafla sa chuma tahora. What about chuma tahora? If chuma tahora fell into either chulin or chuma tamea. So again, aniyom elo tochsho chuma tamea nafla. It's not going to make worse. So that's why you're allowed to again assume the Chumah Tahora fell into the Chumah Tamea. It's going to make the Chulin worse. But it's not going to make the Chumah Tamea worse. So therefore you can again assume Lekula Vachulin Ye'achlu Bitahara. And the Chulin can be deen Bitahara. Meaning, well, you don't have to eat it small. What fell in? Something Torah fell in. So that's why you don't have to eat it Bitahara. Next case. What did we just talk about? You had two boxes. One of chulin, one of truma tamea. What about this case? Shekubos achas shel truma tahora, v'achas shel chulin tamein. The chulin or tamei. So v'naf la'ashar truma tahora l'toch achas mayan. So truma tahora fell into either truma tahora or chulin tamein. So v'en yadu alayz v'en nafla. So the same thing there. Ani omel l'toch truma nafla. If the truma tahora fell into the truma tahora, nothing happens. Truma tahora fell into the chulin, something happens. So as long as you could say it fell into one box and it didn't get worse, you're allowed to be mekel. V'chulin yachlu nekudim, and again, the chulin have to be in small pieces. This is the only case, the last case, you can't say, why, you can't be mekel. Why? Because each case is going to get worse. Nafla sa truma tamea, if truma tamea fell into either chulin or truma tahora, then they're both bad. And that's why shtein asuras. Then they're both aser because manafshach. Ilotok truma nafla aser. If the truma tamea fell into the truma tahora, the truma tahora can no longer be eaten. Ilotok shulchulin nafla aser. Then it's aser to zarm. So that's why it there you cannot be talina lakula because in either case is going to be a problem. Okay, we'll have to stop there. Be'ez Hashem, we will continue. Be'ez Hashem in the coming days. Be'ez Hashem tomorrow with Daf Samach Tes, which is the last daf here in the seventh parak.